This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasad with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's health improving. Chinese President Xi Jinping wishes Prime Minister Oli speedy recovery. 110th International Women's Day being celebrated across the world with the theme, I am Generation Equality, Realizing Women's Rights. Minister for Supply, Likraz Bhatta, wants of stern action against those creating artificial shortages in food and petroleum products. And Italy locked down at least 16 million people as coronavirus kills 230 in the country. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's health has been improving as it is expected. Executive Director of the Trivan University Teaching Hospital at Maharajganj, Professor Dr. Prem Krishna Khadga, said Prime Minister's health was satisfactory and he was taking normal food. Executive Director Professor Dr. Khadga further informed that the lab test of the Prime Minister were normal and physiotherapy was being administered to the Prime Minister. He further said he had been helped for normal mobility as well. Likewise, the health condition of kidney donor Samiksha Sangrolai is also normal and improving as it is expected. President of People's Republic of China Xi Jinping has wished Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli an early recovery. The Chinese president, in his message to Prime Minister and Nepal Communist Party Chair Oli, has extended a kind and thoughtful concerns regarding Prime Minister Oli's health following the Prime Minister's kidney transplant. The message for the quotes President Xi that he is willing to work together with the Prime Minister to lead the relations between the parties and the countries forward, deepen the bilateral cooperation in various fields and bring more benefits to the countries. The 110th International Women's Day is being celebrated in Nepal as well amid various programs. Every year, the day is celebrated annually on 8th March. This year, the day will focus on the theme, I Am Generation Equality, Realizing Women's Rights. The year 2020 is a pivotal year for advancing gender equality worldwide as the global community takes stock of progress made for women's rights since the adoption of the Beijing Platform for Action. The United Nations first celebrated International Women's Day during International Women's Year in 1975. By 1977, the UN and its member states proclaimed 8th March would be an official day for women's rights and world peace. It's now observed all over the world. The federal government has urged one and all not to hoard food items over coronavirus fears. Ministry of Home Affairs said there would be no food shortages in the present and in future as well. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Ministry of Home Affairs clarified that there was no food shortages in the market, adding black marketing could surface if edible goods were disproportionately deposited. The ministry has urged all to report to the government if any wrongdoings were found. The government has further urged all not to go in crowded places until and unless there was urgency. Meanwhile, Shawl Trading Corporation has clarified that there was no shortage of shawl in the country. It has stated that shawl reserve is already adequate to meet the needs of people in the country for upcoming 10 months. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Likraz Bhatta, has warned of a stern action against those trying to create an artificial shortage of essentials and petroleum products. Speaking at a face-to-face program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhatta said the government was closely monitoring the market so as to ensure smooth supply of essentials amidst coronavirus fear. On the occasion, Vice President of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce, Kamalesh Kumar Agarwal stressed the need for cooperation between the government and private sector to minimize impact of coronavirus fear that was rapidly spreading across the world. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has expressed heartfelt condolences and sympathies to the bereaved family members in China who lost their lives due to deadly COVID-19 outbreak, that stating that he was deeply saddened by the loss of lives in China. In a message to his Chinese counterpart Wang Shan yesterday, the Vice President said he highly appreciates the government of China for the effective measures taken for containing COVID-19. Vice President Poon expressed Nepal's solidarity with the government and people of China in fighting against coronavirus. He said he hoped that the government of China would achieve success in controlling this outbreak soon, reads the statement. Furthermore, Vice President Poon expressed his gratitude to the government of China for all the efforts taken to protect Nepali citizens residing in China. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, has said it is not necessary to stop international flights in the country because of the fear of coronavirus outbreak. Asked whether CAN has reached to the decision to suspend international flights considering the possible risk of coronavirus, Director General of the Civil Aviation Regulatory Body, Rajan Pokhrel, said it would not be appropriate to stop the international flights now. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order to stop the international flights when needed in the context of Nepal. The CAN will have to take a decision on this only after government decides on this topic. Mugu District has decided to set up health desks at border points to stay away from the pandemic of COVID-19. The meeting of the government officials and stakeholders in Mugu made the decision to set up health desks at Nakcha and other border points. Chief of District Coordination Committee Purna Bahadur Rokaya informed that the district borders China. Efforts were made to stay safe in the district. The Karnali state government has decided to carry out the required activities in response to the novel coronavirus. Organizing a news conference in Sirkit yesterday, state government spokesperson and Minister for Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperatives of Karnali state, Bimla Kesi, said the state council of ministers approved a proposal related to responding to the coronavirus tabled by the Ministry of Social Affairs. The Bagmati province government has decided to provide grant assistance to 25 community schools to launch bus services. The Bagmati province government has decided to select 25 schools from the 13 districts of the province based on the need assessment and accessibility and provide grant to procure buses. The state government also signed a tri-party agreement with the selected schools for smooth implementation of the services. The province government has provided 2.5 million rupees to each school for the bus procurement. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Italy is set to lock down at least 16 million people in the region of Lombardy and in 11 other provinces in the north and east of the country. The mandatory quarantine will last until early April. The dramatic escalation in the country's efforts to contain the new deadly coronavirus will close gyms, pools, museums and ski resorts. Italy is Europe's worst hit country and reported a steep rise in virus infections on Saturday. The new measures was also applied to financial center Milan and tourist hotspot Venice could take effect as early as Sunday and will last until 3rd April. The death toll in Italy has passed 230 with officials reporting more than 50 deaths in 24 hours. The number of confirmed cases is 5,800. 883 as of now. Turkey's defense minister says there have been no violations of a ceasefire deal in Syria's war-battered Idlib province, where residents and opposition forces described low in the air raids that have pondered the country's last rebel-held enclave. Russia and Turkey struck the agreement on Thursday evening after 6 hours of talks in Moscow to contain a conflict that has displaced nearly a million people in 3 months in northwest Syria. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the eastern and western hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is possible at one or two places over the eastern and western hilly regions towards late afternoon. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 16.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's health improving. Chinese President Xi Jinping wishes Prime Minister Oli's early recovery. 110th International Women's Day being celebrated across the world with the theme, I am Generation Equality, Realizing Women's Rights. Minister for Supply Lek Raj Patel wants of stern action against those creating artificial shortages in food and petroleum products, and Italy locked down at least 16 million people as coronavirus kills 230 in the country. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.